SBS Filipino.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, good. The name of your restaurant is Ray's Place, so where did you get the name?
I've named the restaurant after my dad, Reynaldo.
Is your father also involved in the restaurant business?
He's not directly involved, but he does come in and help quite often. Every day he comes in, helps set up, do a little bit of prep.
Is this your first venture into the restaurant business?
Yes, it is the first venture.
Okay, so what made you decide to put a restaurant something like this?
I feel that Filipino cuisine is definitely underrepresented in the modern culture, especially in Australia. And it's an idea that I've been having for like the last 3 or 4 years now. And I just felt that someone had to do it. It was time for it to happen. So I did it.
And this is not a place known for Filipino. This is basically, I suppose you're targeting the mainstream society because
yes,
it's a place.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And this is kind of place where hip hop or young professionals live. Does it mean you're targeting the young?
No, not at all. Not at all. We're just targeting especially the foodie scene. So anyone who's willing to try a new cuisine that they haven't really heard much about or had much experience with. The whole aim of this venture is just to get the Filipino cuisine out to the public and make it more accessible for everyone.
Yeah. You just opened last December.
Yes.
And words are coming out already with good reviews.
Yes.
From critics. So what are your thoughts on that?
Amazing. The feedback from everyone is they've been very happy with it. They've been just completely blown away by the flavors, the types of dishes. They're quite surprised at how accessible it is. No one's really thought the dishes were too strange. None of the ingredients were too crazy. The Filipino community in particular, they've been extremely, extremely welcoming and happy and proud that there is now a modern Filipino restaurant in Sydney to take people to.
Okay, so before we go further, let us know who Jonathan Bayad first is.
Oh, okay.
So what's your background, Jonathan? Are you a chef?
I've been working in hospitality since I was 18 or so now, so it's been around 14 years, I guess you'd say. I've started just working on the floor, from picking up glasses to going into the bar, then learning the bar, then learning how to wait tables, and then working my way up through supervisor, manager, and now eventually owner.
So what's the killer dish of Ray's Place?
I feel it's the kare-kare. So a braised oxtail in peanut sauce with eggplant and alamang as a glaze with blanched bok choy. That for me is the number one dish here by far. It's a childhood favorite dish of mine. So when I decided I was going to open a Filipino restaurant, kare-kare was always going to be there. Also, lechon. Yeah. So the slow roasted suckling pig. What's better than slow roasted suckling pig? I don't think much. But yeah.
And one critic describes your food as modern Filipino. So how would you distinguish a modern Filipino cuisine to a traditional Filipino cuisine?
So a lot of the techniques that we use down in the kitchen to prepare the food, we use a lot of modern techniques, French techniques, in preparation. And we're also using, we're trying to source the most organic, local, sustainable forms of produce. Also the presentation of the dishes. That's the biggest challenge that we found with Filipino cuisine, was just to make them more presentable and approachable for the general public.
So it's basically a fusion, Filipino fusion.
Sure, it's just Filipino food that's being made for today. That's all it is.
But do you think the mainstream society is already ready to accept Filipino food? Because, well, up to this time, even here in the city, there's only one known Filipino restaurant, and you probably is the second one.
Yes. 100% is ready. I mean, once the word got out of Ray's Place, we've been pretty much fully booked. And then everyone's been super happy with it. General feedback is, we've never tried this. This is super interesting. We've been very happy that we're coming back. And all the Pinoys that have come in, they're all saying, it's about time. It had to happen. So,
yeah.
And everyone, All of the general public, they all know someone who's Filipino. They all work with someone. They all went to school with someone. They live down the road from someone who's Filipino. So they're all, everyone's got that one degree of separation. So they all kind of know it.
Yeah.
And it was just on the verge. Someone had to do it, and I just had to do it before someone else did it. You know.
Your restaurant doesn't have any Filipino feature at all. It looks so modern.
Well, that's exactly right. Like, I've tried to make it a modern
modern feel, just nice and cozy, but I've just put touches, subtle touches. So, for example, the rattan, that's very Filipino. Same with the all the bentwood stools, all the cutlery, the plates that the dishes are presented on, they're all very, very Filipino. It doesn't have to be obvious or in your face, it just has to be nice.
So physically, Jonathan, how would you describe your restaurant?
Physically, it's a small restaurant split over two levels. So you've got the upstairs dining room, which is modeled on sort of like a French bistro vibe, New York bistro. And then downstairs is a downstairs basement dining with sandstone walls. It's a little bit darker, a little bit louder, just a little bit more fun.
And how many tables are there, and how many people can be accommodated?
Well, we can accommodate for up to 35.
So which is relatively small, not for a restaurant.
Yeah, of course, small. Small was very important for me because I feel once you start opening larger style restaurants, you lose a little bit of the atmosphere. In a smaller restaurant, it's much easier to create a buzzing atmosphere, a cozy atmosphere, a friendly environment.
And aside from kare-kare, what other Filipino food do you offer?
What do you start? There's barbecue corn, okoy. We do a couple of modern dishes such as oysters with Filipino mayonnaise. So the mayonnaise is based on a spiced coconut vinegar. We also do zucchini flowers stuffed with pakbet. So spiced pumpkin, grilled eggplant and okra, which we made into a mix and stuffed into the zucchini flour. So those two are quite fusion dishes. Then we also do adobong pritong manok. So we get the chicken wings, and then we debone the chicken wings and then stuff them with a chicken adobo mousse, and then crumb them and then fry them up. So it's two Filipino dishes put together.
Sounds tasty, huh?
Super tasty. It's one of the better sellers. Yeah. Everyone, it's one of those dishes that when people see chicken adobo, they've already got something in their mind that they're expecting. Yeah. But this is just something else that we've done to make it a little bit more modern and try and make it a little bit more accessible for people.
From the way you describe it, it looks 100% Filipino. All the menu.
Yeah. The whole menu is Filipino. There's nothing that's not really Filipino in there. It's everything's directly Filipino, just modern takes or Filipino influence.
Yeah. This early with the immediate success of your restaurant, are you looking ahead, say something, moving to another place or expanding?
In the background, there's always options to do other things. That's always something that's playing in the back of my head. But right now, we just have to get this one consistently successful. We've only been open for 7 weeks, so
that's right.
The next one won't be for another year or so anyway.
Does Jonathan stay longer in the kitchen, or he basically looks after the customer?
Customers. You don't want me in the kitchen. The food would be horrible otherwise.
Okay, so in other words, you have a chef.
Yes, my chef, Sean Oligo. He's originally from Cabanatuan. Came here when he was about 18 or 19. And yeah, the food that he makes is just unbelievable. He takes inspiration from his working past, from his mum's cooking, and then from just all his like family recipes and things like that. But yeah, like his food is unbelievable.
So the contribution or basically the lineups in the menus basically came from him, or you discussed it? Or?
We definitely discussed it. I had dishes that I wanted to put on. I had a menu layout that I wanted to work within, and then I pretty much just gave Sean the freedom to create dishes within that.
I look at the menu. I think the prices are, well, honestly, quite reasonable.
Yes, the one thing that had to happen, which I made sure happened here, is that people walk out with value.
Yeah.
They can try all these different dishes, and the servings are, I feel, they're fairly generous, and the pricing is very reasonable. So when you walk out of here, you're walking out of here eating good food and a full stomach, and you've paid for exactly what you've got.
Yeah, because you sell the sorbet only for $5 in this kind of place, so that's very cheap for a place like this.
Well, I just want it to be accessible for everyone.
And again, congratulations in helping promote the Filipino cuisine in mainstream Australia.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.